right, let's get with it. Hour number two tonight on Monday, as always. Erica is here, and Jeff and Erica are going to try to help you stay ahead of what's going on, at least even with it, because what's going on is extremely well planned out, and there are no indications whatsoever that they're about to back down or anything, especially when it comes to the Ukraine war. If you watch carefully, and I know most of you do, you'll understand that all the rhetoric is pointing toward thermonuclear confrontation with Russia. It looks quite clear to me that Klaus Schwab and his fellow flunkies want this war. They want to take Russia down several notches. I don't think they're going to get their way. I think Russia will surprise them. Russia has superior weapon systems. Their weapons platform is extraordinarily well down the road, and I think Europe is going to be toast if they make a mistake. They have already made a mistake, if you think about it. What did Russia and Putin say? He said, we will not tolerate any country shipping in lethal weapons to kill our soldiers. We will take care of the country of origin, and we will also go after the people who made the decisions to send those weapons into Ukraine. And the United States is now bragging about how they're pouring weapons in around the clock. So this really doesn't appear to have any potential for a happy ending. Sorry, it just doesn't look that way. Because Schwab and O'Biden and their controllers and the others who will never even know their names want war. They want a lot of dead people, in addition to the plandemic. So there's a lot at work here. Erica, hello. How are you?
I am good. Hi, Jeff. Good evening.
Is it?
No, we're still here.
Well, that's a matter of debate. Yes. Just a little facetiousness. Today was, we all have them. Today was a day that was so crammed for me. It's just unbelievable amounts of things had to be done. Same with Erica. She had a very busy day today. And a day today. It works if you punctuate it properly. All right, never mind. I'm losing it already. We are expecting round two or three, or who's counting, of another plandemic. We don't know exactly what's coming down the road, but they just revel in telling us in advance. And what have they been telling us in advance? Huh? Ebola, right? Hemorrhagic fever.
Well, that's
fevers.
One.
Hemorrhagic fever. There's supposed to be one in China. And what else? We've got a whole bunch of them. Anyway, we went through
HIV.
That last hour.
We're bracing for an explosion of HIV.
A new, more virulent HIV, which you'll be able to get a home test kit for. Have a lot of fun. It's a PCR test. But
Not quite. It's
going to be another one of those tests that will have false positives, I have no doubt. We'll see. Okay. Now, what are some of the things that Gates mentioned? He did mention Marburg. He did mention Ebola. Those are hemorrhagic fevers. We have one allegedly lurking somewhere in the firmament in China. It kind of went quiet recently. But we can report that the Chinese are now taking dogs and cats out of homes of people and beating them to death in front of their owners, in front of the buildings from which they were taken. Throwing them into what looked like just plastic bags, hauling them away. They're beating dogs and cats to death because they're claiming they are COVID vectors. Did you see that story?
No, I didn't. The last I heard was that the hamsters that they were killing for the same reason.
I ran it yesterday, and I guess I forgot to send it to you. It was horrible. Color photographs.
It gets worse and worse.
Bags full of dogs and cats. Right on the sidewalk. Right there. Just take them out of the house. High rise, I should say. And beat them up. No, HIV, of course, is not using the PCR test. They have their own home test kits, which we've talked about many, many times. But I don't trust any of them to honestly report on what we would think would be important. I think they're going to set this up, and we think that the rogue, that horrible spike protein, if you can call it rogue, I guess, is set up to trigger those HIV tests to go positive. We've talked about that.
Yeah, they can rig these tests to show whatever they want, to achieve whatever they want. And, you know, they have people conditioned now to be in this mindset to test for every possible infectious, contagious, supposedly infectious, contagious pathogen.
Keep going. I'm looking. I'm trying to find my my story. Go ahead.
Well, it's not going to be hard because we have approximately two-thirds of the population now that's immune-compromised as a result of taking these injections. I don't think that's really even up for debate anymore. It is happening. Several scientists and medical practitioners are confirming this trend. So if they do release something else, or even if it's something natural comes along, such as a bird flu, it could be, probably will be, quite deadly for these people.
Okay.
I mean, flu is, you know, we talk about a flu, but quite often, you know, when we talk about flu, it's an umbrella term for some sort of a respiratory illness. But the real flu, influenza, can be deadly. If, you know, if you have certain pre-existing conditions or you're 60 compromised.
60 million cases, and we often have up to 35,000 in round numbers dead from the normal flu every year. Yes?
Yeah.
That's common. Okay, I found it here. Hold on a second. Let me put this here. I'm sending this over to you. Let's see. And then I'll read a little bit of it. Okay, I need to get the page. There it is. I'm so tired, my fingers aren't even working right. Let's see. Okay. All right, it's on the way. News Punch is the site that had the story. China begins publicly beating cats and dogs to death due to COVID. And it says, fact checked. Makes me feel better. However, there are definitely plastic bags full of beaten to death dogs and cats. Authorities in China have begun confiscating cats and dogs from their owners and publicly killing them on the streets as part of strict COVID measures. A video posted on social media shows police beating to death terrified cats and dogs who are tied up in sacks. So they put them in these sacks and beat them to death.
That's barbaric.
You know how I feel about most Chinese. This is what they do. I mean, anybody that can go into a wet market in China and pick up a living thing and just start eating it alive,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen videos of this,
mm-hmm.
come on, they're not like us, people.
No.
Don't think the Chinese are anything like us. They are not. Let me see what this video says here. What you're hearing are a bunch of plastic bags on the sidewalk, and the cats are in there meowing, and these... Well, you look at the video I sent you. It's up on the homepage.
That's brutal. Utterly brutal.
That's not human.
No.
No. Dogs, too. No, not human. Sorry, Chinese. You need to stop this in your own country. You need to educate your people. This is not human behavior. Of course, neither is a plandemic designed to kill 6 billion people. Okay, China has reported 19 human cases of H5N6 bird flu. Human cases of bird flu, H5N6. So, writes the story from Shit Hit the Fan, not only are the rulers killing off birds to further starve the populace using already proven fraudulent PCR tests on them, but now they are saying that H5N6 bird flu they are currently culling flocks for is jumping to humans. What do we know about this? Anything?
Well, that's the concern. Yes, it could jump to humans, but the next question is once it gets into a human, will it spread to another human? And I think that's been the limiting factor, thankfully, with most flu viruses of this sort. But, enough people get exposed and they're immune suppressed. This is the key here. If people have robust immune systems, stop right there. But we're talking about...
Populace has AIDS already.
Yes, that's going to be the problem. They won't be able to contain it.
Okay. Two people who are hospitalized in critical condition in mainland China have tested positive for H5N6 bird flu, raising the number of cases so far this year to 19, officials say. The spike in human cases, don't think spike protein, the jump in human cases has led to calls for increased surveillance, totalitarianism, and the culling of more birds. But the H5N6 bird flu is the culling flu. What happens when H5N1, a different avian flu, jumps to humans? Oh, I forgot there are no such things as flus and viruses, and I've got to become more educated. There are no viruses. Sorry. H5N1 is not an avian virus. All right. Nearly 2.8 million birds have died in the first month of America's raging new bird flu pandemic. Easily they are already working on another vaccine. Yeah, they are. Of course they are. According to Medscape, an H5N1 vax is already developed. I'm shocked. I am stunned. Like other avian influenza viruses, sorry, there are no viruses, just forgive me. Influenza A, H5N1 viruses primarily circulate among wild and domestic birds and poultry, and these viruses do not normally infect humans, says Matthew Hohenboken, therapeutic area head, pandemic and other vaccines. Sequirus and so forth, told the Medscape Medical News in an email. Given this, most of the population has no existing immunity to influenza A, H5N1. So if the virus were to become transmissible from person to person while retaining its capacity to cause severe disease, the consequences for public health could be severe. Question, Erica. How hard would it be to genetically modify a virus like H5N1 to jump from person to person?
Oh, they've done it. They've done it. There was a controversy about that a number of years ago. Not that long ago. Ron Fouchier was able to aerosolize the deadliest form of influenza virus.
Right.
And, it caused quite a stir, because if it does get out, it would rip through a population like nothing else. It'll make the coronavirus thing seem tame.
Okay. Here's a two-minute video with former CDC director Redfield. Here we go.
My friends, welcome. Yesterday, I posted my report detailing the Gates Foundation's funding of gain-of-function research into H5N1, attempting to get it to cross over into humans. And I asked the question, is bird flu going to be the next pandemic? What I didn't realize was that Just last week, former CDC Director Robert Redfield answered my question.
Yeah, I think we have to recognize, I've always said that I think the COVID pandemic was a wake-up call. I don't believe it's the great pandemic. I believe the great pandemic is still in the future, and that's going to be a bird flu pandemic for man. It's going to have significant mortality in the 10 to 50% range. It's going to be trouble, and we should get prepared for it. I do believe that the pandemic risk is a greater risk of the national security of the United States than Korea, China, Russia, Iran. And we ought to start investing proportional to that national security risk so we're prepared.
Wow. So the former CDC director, who, for the record, was very much involved in and entirely aligned with Dr. Fauci on the response to COVID-19, is telling us in no uncertain terms that, yes, bird flu will be the next plandemic. In fact, it will be the real one. It will jump into humans, and he even cites the same fatality numbers that the Gates Foundation-funded gain-of-function research on H5N1 bird flu was able to achieve by splicing genes from the Spanish flu 100 years ago and the seasonal influenza now to make a mutant hybrid nasty bird flu that'll kill half the world population. That's what the media has been telegraphing us is about to happen. I'm not the only one asking if bird flu will be the next plandemic. In fact, NPR has been putting out pieces posing this, sort of setting the stage with some predictive programming, and even organizations like the International Livestock Research Institute has been suggesting bird flu could be the next global plandemic. That is part of CGIAR, which itself was also funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to the tune of upwards of $1 billion in order to create an agricultural system with gender equality and climate resilience.
So what are they doing? Are they hedging their bets here? They're going to turn loose on the H5N1 tweaked. This article says, if the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, if Redfield, the former director, is correct, the mortality rate will be 10 to 50%. Huh? Seems like they're getting ready to roll out another one or two. We got nuclear war. Now we've got this. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that hard. Particularly, you know, we still have people that are blindly taking these injections. They
every
could be
day.
These,
they're still taking
who knows
them.
What in these things.
Nobody knows what's in them. We got to remember, though, there are no such things as viruses. I keep forgetting that, damn it.
We've run out of things to talk about.
So bird flu, the next pandemic. Why not, huh? A weaponized bird flu. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they're killing all
the... Yeah, it would be, as I said, very problematic in a population now where two-thirds are immune compromised.
With immune systems destroyed by the COVID-19 vaccines, in other words, AIDS, you have AIDS if you've had the vax or the shot. You're going to end up with AIDS, most especially with the shot. A weaponized flu virus could cause real damage and death if they attempt to pull this off. Plan for the worst, hope for the best, but stay alert and understand the end game. Continue to stock food. They are obviously coming for food security. So, yeah, words to the wise. You've still got time. I can't believe it. There's still time. But it's running out. Get out to Costco or whatever and bring home a truckload of stuff. You're going to need it. Maybe not till fall, but they are planning it. They're killing all these birds. They're not going to stop. And they're popping up.
They're killing birds, and they're paying farmers to destroy their crops.
1.5 times... 1.5 times their expected profit to plow their crops
under.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is just... dear friend out there, all of you listening, friends, how much more obvious can it get? Seriously. I mean, truly. You have to think that they are laughing at us. They're just doing this. I put this video that you're going to hear next up at the top of the homepage so you can all find it easily. It says, prepare for the starvation, and no truer words were ever spoken. It's 27 million now dead chickens and turkeys and counting. This one says 17, but it's more. It's 27. They're just wiping out all fowl. It's food.
Yeah, this is incredible.
And remember where eggs come from, huh? I bought a dozen eggs the other day, $8.99. Okay? $8 to $9 a dozen. All right, here's this video. Anything you want to add, young lady?
No. Roll it.
Okay. We're going to go into this, and as we usually do, we're basically commenting or interviewing a video. So here's the video. You should be able to find it right up at the top of the home page. It's right there.
Can you imagine what this country is going to look like if we have severe shortages of chicken and turkey by the end of the year? I don't know why more people are not alarmed about the horrific bird flu pandemic that's sweeping across America like wildfire right now.
Why? Because they're not being told about it, and they're being so overwhelmed with other stress-related issues that they just can't clear the decks for something this horrific. That's why.
On February 8th, the very first case of highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI, was confirmed in a domestic U.S. flock. Just over 1 month later, March 9th, we released a video that lamented the fact that almost 2.8 million birds, mostly chickens and turkeys, had already died during the first month of the pandemic. Unfortunately, since that time, things have gotten much, much worse. This pandemic is not even 2 months old yet, and yet the death toll for chickens and turkeys has now risen to nearly 17 million birds. If this many chickens and turkeys have been wiped out already, what will the death toll be a few months down the road? And what will this mean for the price of food? Just think about how often you eat products that contain eggs, chicken or turkey. If you had to suddenly remove all of them from your diet, what would you do? The frightening thing is that bird flu just keeps popping up in more places around the country, and nobody can tell us why it is spreading so rapidly.
Okay, now, this is important coming up, and I talked to Erica a little bit about this earlier. Normally, and I was involved with agriculture long, long ago. Something like this will go from farm to farm, okay? One poultry farm, another one a mile away. How does it get there? Well, it can actually get there on farmers' shoes because they're walking through poultry droppings, dust. They'll carry it along with them. Or a sparrow, for example, will go into a hen house, pick it up, and fly to another hen house. In other words, these things usually spread in a fairly logical, progressive fashion. But this one is popping up all over the country simultaneously. Do you think maybe they're releasing it? Do you think maybe they've got drones that they'll drive around and turn loose and spray this stuff over a big poultry business? Do you think that's possible? You bet it is. Anything to add?
Yeah, I would say so. But, you know, could we accomplish the same thing with a simple poison? It would give the same appearance.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
How are they actually determining that it's
bird flu?
That it is what it is?
Because, well, they're telling us it is. That's how they do it. Okay, here we go.
In fact, the USDA just announced 5 more outbreaks.
Now, listen to where these are, okay? Boom, outbreaks.
United States Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, has confirmed the presence of highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI, in a non-commercial mixed species backyard flock, non-poultry, in Berkshire County, Massachusetts. A non-commercial mixed species backyard flock, non-poultry, in Johnson County, Wyoming.
Massachusetts.
A commercial poultry flock in
Wyoming.
Johnston County, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
A non-commercial backyard chicken flock, non-poultry, in Franklin County, Ohio. And
Ohio.
A non-commercial backyard chicken flock, poultry, in Kidder County, North Dakota.
See the pattern? It's popping up all over the place, so it can spread and fill in the blanks.
It sure looks that way.
They don't have a means to kind of quarantine it into 4, 5, 6 states. This is all over the country. Do you trust your government? I hope not. This stinks to high heavens.
Mm-hmm.
We've just learned that this pandemic has also now reached the state of Oklahoma. State officials say they're investigating the first case of avian influenza in Oklahoma's wild bird population. Officials with the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry say a wild duck in Payne County is the first wild bird in Oklahoma to be confirmed to be infected with Eurasian H5 type of highly pathogenic avian influenza.
So they're blaming one damn duck. Do you believe that? This is ridiculous.
According to Dr. Rod Hall, state veterinarian for Oklahoma, I encourage poultry owners of all kinds to continue to remain vigilant, practice good biosecurity, and report sick or dying birds immediately. Symptoms of HPAI in poultry include the following: decrease in water consumption, lack of energy, lack of appetite, decreased egg production, soft-shelled, misshapen eggs, nasal discharge, coughing, sneezing, incoordination, and diarrhea.
Other than the eggs, it sounds like 30 other diseases.
No kidding.
There are only so many symptoms that can go around. I mean, it gets to be laughable after a while. Oh.
You know, and we have these outbreaks every couple of years.
Yeah.
But suddenly this one is newsworthy.
This is the big one. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Experts stress that the virus can also cause sudden death in birds, even if they're not showing symptoms. Dr. Hall said, we're asking that anyone involved with poultry or egg production, from large farms all the way down to backyard flock, review and implement their biosecurity practices to ensure the health and well-being of their flocks. Overall, cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza have now been confirmed in 23 different U.S. states. This plague is completely and utterly out of control, and the word catastrophic is not nearly strong enough to describe what we are witnessing. According to Bloomberg, the total death toll for chickens and turkeys has now reached nearly 17 million. A deadly strain of bird flu that's been raising egg prices ahead of Easter was discovered in 5 new U.S. states on Wednesday. And the virus, increasingly, is threatening American poultry exports. Highly pathogenic avian influenza was discovered at a commercial poultry farm in Johnston County, North Carolina, and in backyard flocks in Massachusetts, North Dakota, Ohio, and Wyoming, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said in a release. Since mid-January, it's been found in 23 states in flocks totaling nearly 17 million birds. Once a single bird tests positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza, the entire flock must be put down. In other words, not a single bird can be left alive. Needless to say, those that raise chickens and turkeys all over the nation are scared out of their minds right now. I just heard from a farmer that has about 400,000 chickens, and bird flu has been detected not too far from where his facility is located. What would you do if you were in his shoes? It just isn't practical to try to relocate 400,000 chickens. And even if you could, where would you go? This flu is seemingly everywhere. There are no easy answers, and the outlook becomes more grim with each passing day. So, what are we all going to do if this pandemic continues to spiral out of control? Are we all suddenly going to become vegans? The state of Iowa has been hit particularly hard. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Naig said in a call with reporters that there now have been 9 outbreaks in Iowa since the beginning of the month, 2 in backyard flocks, and in 7 commercial facilities. The birds just...
See what I said about backyard flocks, sparrows and things? Just wild birds. They fly around. They go into these poultry houses looking for food. There's food all over the place. And they'll catch it. They'll pick it up, and it's off on the wing. And they'll fly it miles and miles away. Or these things can be easily sown into various chosen populations. Easy. All right. Let's see. The birds destroyed in the latest round push, the statewide total, up to 8.2 million. They pushed it right up to 8.2 million. This is Iowa, where about half of the birds killed nationwide as a result of this highly infectious
viral issue. In the latest round, pushed the statewide total to nearly 8.2 million, or about half of the birds killed nationwide as a result of the highly pathogenic avian influenza. Iowa is the nation's largest producer of eggs and the 6th largest producer of turkeys. Needless to say, the price of eggs is going to go through the roof. If you normally eat eggs for breakfast, perhaps you can switch to Cap'n Crunch instead. That probably doesn't sound very appealing to many of you, so I would encourage you to pray for an end to this pandemic, because if the death toll continues to rise at an exponential rate, we are going to be facing severe shortages. And let us also hope that HPAI doesn't mutate in a way that enables it to spread easily among humans.
How easily could it be made to spread human to human? Aerosolized from coughing, sneezing, the same old rudimentary means of mechanically spreading it.
Well, you wouldn't. That's always been the limiting factor, though, is that it could jump from a bird to a human, but that human would not necessarily transmit it to another human. But again, all bets are off when we're dealing with immune-suppressed people.
AIDS.
Yeah, right, their immune systems, may not, probably won't, at that point, be able to handle it.
No. Agreed.
And they will become a source of infection to other humans.
To the official.
Whoops. Sorry. Say that again, please.
If they can't, an immune-compromised person becomes infected with this from a bird or whatever, they will probably not be able to contain it adequately so that it wouldn't be transmitted. In other words, they will be a source of infection to other people.
Their AIDS will vector it right to the next AIDS victim around them. Could be real easy. Could be just that easy. They wouldn't necessarily even have to do anything to the virus. Okay.
Yeah.
Good point. All right. Here we go.
Easily among humans. Because, according to the official CDC website, the death rate for bird flu in humans can be as high as 60%. More than 700 human infections with Asian HPAI H5N1 viruses have been reported to the World Health Organization from primarily 15 countries in Asia, Africa, the Pacific, Europe, and the Near East since November 2003. Indonesia, Vietnam, and Egypt have reported the highest number of human HPAI Asian H5N1 cases to date. The first report of a human infection with Asian H5N1 in the Americas was in Canada on January 8, 2014, and occurred in a traveler recently returning from China. Although human infections with this virus are rare, approximately 60% of the cases have died. Asian HPAI H5N1 viruses have infected the respiratory tract of humans, causing severe illness, such as pneumonia and respiratory failure, and death in some people. The majority of human infections with Asian HPAI H5N1 have occurred among children and adults younger than 40 years old. Mortality has been highest in people aged 10 to 19 years old and in young adults. Most human Asian HPAI H5N1 cases have presented for medical care late in their illness and have been hospitalized with severe respiratory disease. However, some clinically mild cases have been reported, especially in children. Of the few avian influenza A viruses that have crossed the species barrier to infect humans, Asian HPAI H5N1 virus has caused the largest number of detected cases of severe disease and death in humans.
But don't forget, there's already a vaccine for H5N1. Isn't that interesting?
Of course.
All right, I'm going to stop there. It's at the top of the homepage. I'm about the three-quarter mark, 9:35. So you can watch the rest of it if you'd like. I would urge you to do so. It spends more time on how person-to-person transmission is a real serious issue. We want to go back to the Novavax story. Why? Because it's bringing out more insanity from allegedly intelligent humans all the time. People, go ahead. What are they doing now? We mentioned this before, but it's worse.
Yeah, I mentioned during our last two programs that this is no joke because people are impatient here in the U.S. to get the Novavax, and the FDA is dragging its feet for reasons we can only speculate. They're now looking for ways to get this vaccine by going to another country. I mean, as in booking flights, not as just driving over the border, but booking flights.
Which can cost, if you're talking about going to Europe, to, what was it, Serbia?
Croatia was one.
Slovenia? Anyway, you find a country that has been giving Novavax. It's called Vax Tourism, Novavax Tourism. Go ahead. We've got a whole bunch of things that you were able to pull together. There's 10 of them. Why don't you grab the first one?
Yeah. It's all just one thread, and it starts off with a question. So where is the easiest place to fly from the USA in order to receive the Novavax vaccines against COVID-19? Time is what I primarily have in mind, so I'm wondering about a place that doesn't impose quarantine on non-vaccinated folks.
And someone responds, this is so sad that this is what U.S. citizens have to do to have medical, wait a minute, this is spreading out too wide, medical choice. This is so sad that this is what U.S. citizens have to do to have medical choice. Medical choice, spending thousands of dollars to fly to Europe, for example, to get the Novavax vaccine, which all of you know by now is nothing but spike proteins. And someone else writes in, and for our own vaccine that we already paid for. Next person, good point. Didn't we pay for all the funding for it to be developed? And now every other developed country is benefiting from it? That's cool, being facetious. Bye-bye $1.6 billion. Go ahead. This is crazy.
I know. This has gone from the sublime to the ridiculous. Okay, someone else says, from reading posts on here, it seems like Croatia, France, and now Hungary. Don't know how easy that is with flight prices, language barriers, having to take two separate trips, getting a passport if you don't have one, etc. Too bad Canada won't open their border and vaccinate non-residents. That would be astronomically easier. Later on, edit. I could be reading it wrong, but it seems like you can enter Canada if unvaccinated, if you have a negative test, but you are required to quarantine there. I don't think you could come back to the U.S. without quarantining in Canada first. I could be misrepresenting. Also, the Canadian government website says, quote, everyone in Canada 5 years of age and older, including those who aren't citizens, are eligible for vaccination. Maybe there is a way to pull it off. Or there will be if border restrictions ever ease. If anyone can think of a way to pull it off, please share it with me.
These people are desperate to get Novavax. Do you get the point? They know nothing about it. They have no idea what they're asking for. And they will not be given any informed consent. There won't be any games like that played. They'll just go and get their shots and come home and why they have the same kind of catastrophic injuries and illnesses that the mRNA people get. Go ahead.
All right, next person says, it's so pathetic that Canada will still require you to quarantine for 2 weeks, even if you test negative at the border. Who do they think they are protecting? And in reply, someone says, Trudeau and his gang are retarded or evil or both. And a lot of Canadian citizens don't realize they have some of the strictest mandates in the world behind China, New Zealand, and Australia. Otherwise, they would have been on the side of the truckers.
Crazy. Continuing the thread, next person says, I believe that quarantine is still required upon entering Canada, except for very remote rural Americans for whom Canadian towns are the closest for daily services. And the next add to it, sadly, you can't enter Canada without being fully vaxxed unless you are a citizen or permanent resident. There are no exceptions at this time. Testing and quarantines are only for those two groups. And she adds to that, only way is for them to drop border restrictions. Also, someone else posted that they called and asked, and they won't vaccinate foreigners due to limited supplies of Novavax. But who knows if they actually check? So I'm not sure you can even do a booster there currently. Now, she's saying booster, and I'm not sure this is... Can Novavax be used as a booster? Is that what she's saying?
I think so. I'm not here in the U.S., so if people are running around thinking that's going to pass as a booster, they may be mistaken.
All right. Last person says in this portion of the string, I'm an American and was told I could get vaccinated up there by getting a temporary health card. The border issue is a different story, but their health agency said they would allow it. Well, good luck. Number five.
All right. Yeah, someone to that says they do check. They ask for your Canadian health number and residence in whichever province you are trying to get into. I'm a Canadian who lost my job and got evicted from my employment-based housing after working there for 4 years and quickly fled to the U.S. before they shut down borders for the unvaxxed. I'm trying to decide whether to go back home to get vaxxed or to the EU. I'm worried about getting stuck at home, but the EU is so expensive for me. So frustrating, the majority of Canadians didn't stand up to these mandates and demand a change. I'm wondering if we'll ever open our borders to the unvaxxed again. And someone says, should we just protest for Novavax in the U.S.?
Good thinking. Good. Another bright light in the string. Very good.
Another person says, it seems like France is the easiest. I was able to find a portal for making appointments, but it is cost prohibiting to travel there for me right now. And someone says, can you share the link for the portal for me, please? I'm staying in the U.K. with family for a month to get both doses, and I was planning on flying to Croatia. If I can get into France, I can easily just take the fast train there instead.
Do you all understand that this is kind of like lunacy these people are talking about? Flying to Croatia, flying to Europe to get the Novavax because they actually think it's safer when you all know it's not? And you haven't necessarily done the research. We've brought it here and presented it for you very happily. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a dirty, rotten joke. All right.
These people have bought it, hook, line, and sinker.
They're gone. Can you tell me where you were going to go in Croatia? This is not, they're not giving this up. They won't let it go. Was it difficult to confirm Novavax still being available? Someone else says, Dubrovnik, their government sites confirm Novavax is available. They just shut down the mass vaccine site there, so now it's a matter of calling pharmacies to see which ones have Novavax. There's a Facebook group also for vaccination in Croatia. It's all people living abroad. Facebook, people taking thousands of dollars in flights to get two deadly shots and using Facebook to coordinate their vaccine search efforts in Croatia. Come on.
Vaccine tourism.
Cool, says the next person. I haven't found that Facebook group yet, but I'll keep searching, unless maybe it's private. I'm assuming that if it's in Dubrovnik, then it should be in Zagreb, where I'm more likely to fly. I can't believe this. If you find the portal link or the Facebook group, I'd sure like to know too, says the next person. Group is private. Does that mean it's not searchable? Now, this next person, I'm not sure if she's or he or it is thinking. The group is private. Does that mean it's not searchable? Not sure how to post the link to it. I'm so bad at Facebook. LOL. Wow. Number 7.
Okay, another person says, even if we go to another country, isn't Novavax 2 doses? So wouldn't we have to make 2 trips? And someone says, yep, or stay long enough for the 3-week gap in between doses.
Tourism.
Another person says, World Health Organization has approved it, so therefore it's accepted in the USA. Well, I'm not so sure about that, but
no.
Another person says, pretty much all of the UK and Ireland. I think a lot of other EU countries will let you in also. Another one says, right now I don't believe the UK and Ireland are administering it yet. And then the person prior to that reply says, got it, I was not sure, but you can certainly travel there. Good luck.
The next one is entitled, this is a handle that he or she uses, Puzzle Headed. I think it's appropriate. And she or he says, Iceland and San Martin, I think. Now, St. Martin or San Martin is, I think, of the Caribbean. So she's
last
throwing
time
out
I checked.
Quite a range there. Iceland or San Martin. Cute. Next person. It would be a lot closer to fly to San Martin. Is the Novavax shot in Marigot, Phillipsburg, or both in San Martin? Hey, this is preposterous. I don't think San Martin has Novavax or similar vaccines, says Beans on Toast. Beans on Toast said that. Anonymous says, Guadeloupe does. Look into it there. Anywhere French would have it, I'd wager that San Martin would. And Beans on Toast says, do you know about actually accessing the vaccine there, though? I've been researching different countries in the Caribbean, and it's difficult to tell how their health care systems are all arranged.
Okay, and continuing... Guadeloupe has Novavax? And the next thread is, I can't seem to find any info if Iceland has Novavax or is administering it yet. It is approved, though. And someone else says, I looked into Iceland. It seems like they are not vaccinating foreigners without employment in Iceland. Someone else says, Austria. And a person says to that, can you share that, please? And question, if you get a Novavax shot outside the U.S., will it be accepted as valid in the U.S.? I know trial participants are, but non-trial, non-travel?
Oh, my. All right, the last one is, we'll start with something posted by Third Eye Girl. Wonder where that third eye is. Yes, it is accepted. I work in Hollywood, and they are the most strict with these mandates, and they accept Novavax. Three doses required to be fully vaxxed with Novavax. Then Comrade Doe says, I assume that it will be treated as valid everywhere that it's approved, which includes Europe, Australia, and much of Southeast Asia. I travel for work internationally, so it's really needed for me to find a solution. Someone else says, yes, they approved it early on due to those who were in the trials, I think. And finally, I know some people who went to India to get it. Do you believe this?
No.
I mean, this is really,
it's a mind bender. It's really a mind bender.
What's going to become of these people? They're going to go get their, pay $10,000 to go to India to get their two shots of Novavax, or three if they want to be fully vaxxed. Each Novavax injection is worth how many spike proteins did we come up with?
I think it was 3.8 trillion.
3.8. I think you're right. I had it here somewhere. It's way up there. It's crazy.
Complete with the trillion. Prion binding sites.
I don't know. This does not augur well for the future success of this species on the planet. They're
no.
taking the bait. I know someone who flew to India to get it.
Lunacy.
So we went from Greenland, San Martin, Serbia, Croatia, France, India, Canada.
Guadeloupe.
These people are determined, huh? They're going to get that Novavax because it's safer.
Or they're going to march on the FDA and try to get them to bend.
And let it, they'll let it in here eventually. I do believe that. It's
probably.
Right now, Borla and what's his name? I can never
remember. Stefan Bonsell.
Boncel. Borla
Who's
and Bonsell.
He's kind of, he hasn't been seen in a while. Sold off all his shares and disappeared when they found that proprietary or patented sequence in the spike protein.
Erica, what are we going to do? What do we tell people to do? We've told them, don't get Novavax. Don't get any needles. No more needles. You all know that. And for those of you listening who have gotten the shot, we will pass along anything we think can honestly, hopefully someday make a difference to help you from getting AIDS. And once you get AIDS, the door is open for almost anything. So eat right, keep your immune system, what's left of it, still functional. And we'll have more to say about this in the future.
Sure
thing.
Thank
you. Thank you. Well done.
Okay, my pleasure, Jeff. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Good night.
I'm sure I will. Good night, Erica. Okay. We got another hour coming up with the amazing Mitchell Henderson, who has phone contacts in Russia and in Ukraine. And as you know, Mitch is right on top of it. That for you coming up in just a couple minutes. Hang on.